Dear Father, we stand in awe at thy creative powers, and we realize only how profound our creative powers are when we realize how thou hast created us and how thou dost persuade us to use the gifts, the time, the treasure, the talents that thou hast so richly bestowed upon us. We thank thee for our Lord, who is the head of the Christian society. We thank thee for each of the places that thou hast assigned to us within this society. And we pray that the words that thou hast assigned to us to speak, which must reflect the divine word, might be lucidly said, might be enthusiastically rendered, and might be clearly relevant to the life in which we are placed. We thank thee, O God, for the divine word. We thank thee that this divine word is the word of truth and the word of grace, as well as the word of creation. And we pray that the words we say may reflect this divine word in such a way that other people will want to speak authentically our language. For it is in the name of Christ, this divine word, that we ask it.
Mr. Phil Parker, one of our students, has been called home due to the sudden illness of his father, and prayers from the community on his behalf will certainly be appreciated. It's my pleasure to introduce to you this morning a very close friend of mine of many years. He is an individual about whom I can use the word pilgrimage very proudly. In fact, I think one of the most descriptive words of the Christian faith is the word pilgrimage. The church itself on pilgrimage, certainly its ministry and those involved in the official ministry of the church on a pilgrimage. I'm happy to introduce and commend to you this morning the Reverend Chuck Sanks. He received his AB degree from Stetson University, his BD degree from this institution, Southeastern Seminary, in 1960, and his STM degree from Union Theological Seminary in Richmond, Virginia, working under the direction of Dr. John Bright, with whom many of you, at least his writings, are well acquainted. Reverend Sanks is presently pastor of the Starling Avenue Baptist Church in Martinsville, Virginia. He has been pastor there for 6 years. And so far as I'm concerned, has been doing one of the most creative ministries on the local church level with which I've been privileged to be acquainted. Before we have our call to worship, or before our hymn, or our meditational moments together, which will be more of a long confession, Reverend Sanks wishes to make an explanatory word.
I am delighted to share with you in this worship experience this morning. As we come to the meditation itself, I will make no further explanation than this. It is in the form of a free verse prayer. it has come out of my own experiences, but also what I feel the agonies of others also in our church today. In addition, I would like to give credit, since it won't be possible to do so in the course of the meditation, to David Napier, whose marvelous little book, Come Sweet Death, lent at least the mood to what I'm going to do, as well as two or three lines, and to Dr. Carl Armani, whose expressions are so poignant and pungent. Those of us who try to preach are always tempted to borrow some of his phrases.
A reading from the fourth chapter of Ephesians. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to be Christian, to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipment of the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Listen, Lord, a kind of prayer I'd put to you. They chide me not to hide me, but tell it like it is, they say. Those who think religion's mostly fake. Those? Who are those, good Lord? They're the many thoughts in me who wonder, fret, and fear. So much seems just bunk, they grin. Suppose they're right. Why can't I stop? Why do I, in spite of all, still beg? Listen, Lord, a kind of prayer. Is it because I and they, we really think you're there and care? We do, you know. So hear, Lord, hear what I would put to you. Listen, Lord, the world's a go-go. Movement is our thing, you know. Without it, all seems dead. But how long can we settle for only squirms that go nowhere and never really say, that's the way to go? There's something really worth it when you're there. How are we going to find some motion with more meaning? We've stripped our gears, Lord, and movement's really neutral. At least to slither had its diabolical intent, and to writhe contained its pain. But just and only and just to a go-go? Where, Lord? Where? Not many since old Adam have known where they were or going to. East of Eden was he, but where is Eden? And how can anyone be east of where he knows not? Paige Virginie sang it. Hey you, what must you be running from if you don't know what you're running to? Listen, Lord, tell us where we are and where to go. Tell us now, said he, you big direction. No offense intended, Lord, but surely you know our go-go need. Please come to church with me, good Lord. There's so much there that minds our go-go times. We've been building towers a long, long while. From Babel until now, height's the thing. Ours is 11 cubits high. Cubits? Bubits? Stubits? What's it mean, O holy architect? Too much when I look up, I still am looking down. In my pew I view my middle and am amused with me. Make me to understand that eyes are windows to see beyond that self I love so much. Why, God, you'd think my navel held all the universe enclosed. Grace me, God, grace me much. A vision, a dream, an outside, right side, left side, authentic sight. Make me something kind of saint I ain't. Give me real direction. But make it different from old Pharaoh's Jews. Not more milk and honey, please. Maybe it was okay for them. Slavery could make that their promised land. But not for me, my Lord. I need a different promised land. Good God, how many candy bars can a fellow eat? Excuse me, Lord. I think what I feel and see is kind of sick. So teach me, Lord, my promised land. Where it is where I am, I think. And make my movements mean what is and what it all can be. And listen, Lord, the world's a ho-ho. Parties, Lord, they're full of it. Even on a corner it just takes two, and ho-hos ring and split the din. And when it's done, and we have parted from the place, we wonder, God, how we wonder, what's it all just been? Laughter's not the hang-up, Lord, you know that. You're good at laughing. Did you not make the camel and the chimp? And laughter doesn't hide either one of them. It's these everlasting ho-hos, God. They hide my me and his him wherever men meet men. What are we hiding, Lord? What is it in my me and in his him that make our ho-hos always some kind of sin? So there we are. We've been and gone and done, but who is he and who am I? Surely we've miscalled it fun. And for all we've been and gone and done, with ho-ho stacked as pancakes, still there's something we ain't got. What ain't we got? We ain't got peace. He hasn't me, and I've not him. And so he turns to you, and I do too, hoping for that still small voice to place our confidence within. Confidence that two in converse can be real. But try and try and try, That still small voice is a soundless, noundless nothing. You send him back to me, and me to him. Teach us, Lord, to show my me to him, and he his him to me. We're tired of our empty ho-hos and want the laughter of our real and funny selves. Then laugh we will, each together, at and with the other. Take our masquerades and make us men alike. Set us free to be. When the worlds are ho-ho with each other, what ain't we got, good Lord? We ain't got our brother. Patience, Lord, another. Listen, Lord, the world's a so-so. Man cannot live by man alone, some guy said. But then it's just as so. Without him, neither can I live. Who, what is that other we both need, I and my brother? Yeah, I get it, Lord. You're the other. Without us three, the world's a so-so, and everything inside me says that never was to be. There's you, and I, and he. And yet, oh Lord, and yet there's I. I want to change my so-so world. I want to be somebody. But you I cannot be, and he I'll never be, so who am I? What somebody can I be? Doctor? Lawyer? Some denomination's chief? But these are what somebodies do, not who they are, not nearly so. Sometimes I think I'm Charlie Brown. Or Linus, even Lucy too. If one or all is who I am, help me to be. Help me find my me. So's this so-so world I hardly dig will be my place to dance, even if a Snoopy's part of me. And neither is that all. Listen, Lord. The world's a no-no, and of all our hang-ups, that's the stickiest. I remember old Adam and his Deb with their damned restricted tree. They had but one, O Lord, while a forest is our tree. No, not this or that or now or then. Our timing's off or plans for play. It never seems just the time. Or day. And then there's sex, good Lord, and then there's sex. She's right, you know, that youth who said, there's just two things which give me a fit. It's you, O God, and never doing it. You made us with a tingling expectation, and then that awful limitation. Set us free, dear Lord, set us in good sense. Make what's now a no-no world into one with reason and a future that does make sense. No-nos everywhere, without us and within. With guilt's, good Lord, we are really bent. For you see, we have our own no-nos that suddenly spurt up full of discontent. The good ones, they're not so bad. The ones which speak to us of later and what's good. It's the others, Lord. Those which don't make sense. They hang us up and rip us wide. Like when the preacher chides, you're now in church. But then it comes from deep inside. So what? Church is just the maze in which we hide. Too afraid to claim that no-no ours, we blame it on some secret demon deep inside. Oh God, is it really wrong when we're in church not to want to hide?
Or of the church folk who quote of love, it shatters all we've dreamed when for our kind is all it seems to mean. Couldn't you just once leave us be? We're all confused with your awful honesty. Is it true, as some would say, this world of yours is just a yo-yo ride? Please, listen, Lord. The world's a yo-yo, and we're tired of the ride. A war is a war is a war. And peace is a word is a word is a word. You even tried. How many times you only know? Then at last your masterpiece, a bloody crucifixion. You call that mess success? A rather sordid new beginning. But new beginning they called it then, and yet, even if it is, or was, I think you've lost your bet. Crucifixion's still our net, or suicide. As my friend has said, we've but the two. One is now, the other rises on a tide. Babel made no good difference, do our steeples, or do they only needle hapless peoples? Faith has to look so far and across such torn terrain. Help me, God, to see how and why it's we who have this enterprise of man. One was truly man, and he an apparent disaster. But still we believe, O God, we do. Else why would he who was the man have thought we can? O God, good Lord, give us wit and grace to make it yet as man. Listen, Lord, answer, answer me. Have you gone away, or is it so you've died? Or is he right who said, you've done your answering and speak no more till we hear him who cried, that Jewish, defenseless, dying figure of a man. I've had it, he cried, the man of man, and died. But God, oh God, the terror of it lingers yet, not that he cried and died, but that he dared to think we'd follow him. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, in our better moments, we know that it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we ourselves are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to life eternal. So wouldst thou make us instruments of thy peace, for we ask in the name of him who is Prince of Peace.